Hi, George. I just wanted to tell you about this time I was coming back up on a bus from L.A. about 1988.
Uh-huh.
I was sitting next to this woman, and she started talking to me, and I was on there for a few hours, and she started telling me that she couldn't tell me before, but she could tell me now that she used to work for the Air Force, and she had some kind of clearance at some base in California. I forget which one it was, but it was one of the bases in California, and there was some building there, and she had clearance to get near it, but she couldn't get all the way to it. But they would bring these things. There was supposed to be a spaceship in it. But anyway, she heard this horrible noise, you know, screaming and agony. It didn't sound like anything from the world. So she rushed over there and looked through the window. And what she saw in there, she said she saw three beings around the ship, and they did not look human. There was nothing human about them. And they all had some kind of belt on, and they were all kind of in communication with each other and really agitated. And when they took one of the beings away in a truck, later on, they took one of the beings away.
And who took them away? We did?
Like somebody, one of the officers,
okay,
took them away and did a test or something with them. And they all started to scream, and the one died. The one they took away died when it got taken away from the others on the ship. And when the others, the two at the ship, found out that it had died, or they felt that it died,
uh-huh,
they died too. And they died at the same time and left the ship, but the ship was still there. And she said she could talk about it now, but, you know, she couldn't talk about it then. It seemed pretty plausible to me at the time.
Why didn't they get into the craft and take off? Was it disabled?
I have no idea about that. All I know is that she had clearance to guard this thing, and she rushed up and heard these unearthly noises and screams, and it just made the hair on her head. She said it was nothing earthly at all. It wasn't one of the human aliens, that's for sure.
Did you believe her?
Oh, yeah, I did. She was a nice old black lady, and she didn't seem like she was a liar at all.
Just sitting there, and I mean, how did that conversation even start?
Well, we were on a bus. I was coming on a long bus ride, and we were just sitting to each other, talking, you know. I was going up to San Francisco from L.A., and we were just taking a bus together for like 8 hours or 5 hours or whatever it was.
What a great story that would have been to hear, huh?
Yeah, it was.
That's something. All right, thanks. Thanks for
all
that.
Right.
Imagine that. I mean, you're sitting on a bus. Lady says, you're not going to believe this, and then goes on.